Amen.
Amen. We see schemes of Satan against God and his church. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. And our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing yourself to seeking the light of the Word of God, which you do get saved and knowing all truth. We want to move on with bringing the light of the Word of God to lighten in the schemes of Satan. God and his church, his people, those we call the saints of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We're still looking at that heading.
The heading
is in the last heading.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The spirit of Satan, which appears in the form of the beast, the fourth beast, which was known as the kingdom of the Roman Empire, to fighting the right Christ and his church. It created its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. And there arose many religions and beliefs, which attached or appeared like as if they served Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
No.
We are still winding up today what concerns the Protestants. We saw how Catholicism came about. That which was salvation and disappeared in the 312. And it moved for a long time when it was the one prevailing, the Catholicism. In the 583, Islam arose. And religions then which attached themselves to Christ, it was Islam and Catholicism.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we reached 1517,
then
Protestantism arose as salvation, that which was being renewed. To protest against Catholicism together with Islam.
Now,
those three reasons we've been seeing, those which fall under the 95, those which were given Apostle Martin Luther, praise Jesus so much, to protest and separate from the Catholicism, to restore salvation, praise Jesus so much. Those reasons, we have been looking at them, and we are on the last reason. When you protested against Catholicism on the issue of selling things in the synagogue or in the church, and they claimed they raised money for building the church, that which was the building. On this they added on the money, which is known as the purgatory money. That money that you offered it in the moment when you die and your heart sins, that the money recommended you, you take the place called purgatory, which is next to heaven, and give you a few punishments from there, and the rest of the money you get offered covers it, and they shift you from there, head you on to heaven. Now, Apostle Martin Luther, after he protested against selling things in the synagogue and the issue of building the church, building is not the church, the saints of God. Just as we saw, as salvation too has perverted from trust. Now, today we are looking at these purgatory money, that too he protested against it. Even though all these he protested against them in those days, but we told you in the 1800s, Protestantism, which was salvation, which had arisen resumed to fall again. And then he went back to agree with the Catholics. And they began to have things in common. The baptism, the things they build as church, the buildings, and many others. Those we shall see when we see the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. But today we want to speak of the purgatory money, and that place they call purgatory. That place which is next to heaven. And that if you offer your money, which is known as purgatory money, that you reach to die when you have sins, you can offer that money recommends you before God, he knows it. In the place called purgatory. But let me tell you one thing. All that was blasphemy. The place purgatory or purgatory is not existing. Even that money, God has never indicated it, that it will remove sin from you. But though we speak that word in the Catholics, yet almost all religions have it.
But
in the way of wisdom of the devil, which is natural wisdom. Even in salvation, the people with the same issue. They have purgatory money in another way of wisdom. Those rich who are in the church of salvation, they rarely give up their sins and repent, but they always offer much money that God considers them because of their money they offer. It is prevailing. Purgatory money is in all religions. Even if they believe, even reaching some salvation or to the full salvation, since they never
repent,
and as if their money it recommends their life. They sit in the front corporate seat. They come late. Pastor Muchibi.
Purgatory money.
It did end on the Catholics. It came different wisdom of the devils restoring it. Even in the false
salvation,
I'm to light it up in the name of Jesus. By the Spirit of God, you will see it. In all, let me give you one of the most hard things. Don't expect any sacrifice to offer to remove sins from you. Except the blood of Jesus. Don't expect another sacrifice that which will take away sin from you, except the blood of Jesus. And if
you
sample it and you count as if it never cleansed you, and you think something else will cleanse you,
no,
you are among the people blaspheming the Holy Spirit. We begin with Hebrews 10. We begin from verse
6.
Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 6.
Tewasime ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi. Olunyolo omusanvu. Ne ndyoka njogera nti laba, zize mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako. Okukola byoyagala ayi Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abaana ba Isirayiri baamala ebiro bingi.
The children of Israel spent a lot of season. And they offered a couple of sacrifices of cows, goats, sheep, and things like those. And they offered their sins, they were taken from them. They made their money, sold in things they wanted. They sold, got money. And he used money to buy cows and the things to offer. And he thought he could take things from them.
But
sacrifice and offerings for sin, he never wanted them. This is what I tell you.
Purgatory
money or money offered to recommend you in purgatory. That place. If you had sins on this world, yet you offered that money. Catholics say that. Maybe still,
like
I most of all religions have that money in the way of wisdom. In the wisdom of Satan. That which is natural, that of the world. And there is even the false salvation which have that thing. That money recommends you if you even have sins. Now I want to tell you,
there
is no offering for sin which can be offered except the blood of Jesus.
You're
not going to offer any other sacrifice. Even if fasting never takes sins from you, but it shows you how you've gotten contrite before God.
And
then he sends the blood of his son to cleanse you. There is nothing else you can offer. Don't be deceived, the money will recommend you. Falsehood has come long being in the world. Let's move on in Hebrews, we hear. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 8.
Bwayogera wagulunti sadaka n'ebiweebwayo n'ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala so tewabisiima. Ebyo byebiweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gali. Olw'omwenda n'alyoka ayogera nti laba, nzize okukola by'oyagala. Ajjawo ekyolubereberye alyoka anyweze ekyokubiri. Olunyo lw'ekkumi, mu ebyo by'ayagala twatukuzibwa olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Yesu Kristo omulundi ogumu. Kumi na lumu, na buli kabona ayimirira buli lunaku ng'aweereza ng'awaayo emirundi emingi ssaddaaka ezitajjulukuka. Ezitayinza kujjako bibi emirembe gyonna.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much. Many sacrifices were offered, yet they didn't cleanse them, and they didn't take away sins. The blood of Jesus alone is what can take away sin.
So don't
be deceived in any way.
For
in the 1517, Apostle Martin Luther protested against the words of the Catholics. For they brought in place the purgatory money.
For
the money which were given to save you in purgatory if you had sins. And they said they were going to build the church, the St. Peter Basilica. But it did end, it moved on. Now when God put in place that apostle, in those days he protested against the falsehood. Even though I wonder these days, for from 1800, Protestantism, which was salvation, which arose to
prove,
it went back to agree with the Catholics
in
most of the issues.
And
to agree with them, you've agreed of what they have been doing. For two cannot move together except when they have agreed.
Just
as Amos 3:3 says, two cannot move together except they have things they have agreed upon.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. Even in the Protestant, they vow and swear the Catholic Church, which spreads everywhere. That thing fell much. But the truth is this. All you out there thinking there's something else you can give God to take sins from you. War unto you.
You
move the falsehood of Satan all along. All you the rich who sit in the front corporate seats.
in
these ministries of salvation,
and
you have sins you've insisted to remain with them,
that
because you give millions of money,
purgatory
money is not received, it's not even there. Just as we're
going
to hear of it.
People
well, their troubles. And let me tell you one thing. When we arose in this salvation, we
didn't
get enough light to protest against falsehood. In eras back, God has helped us in eras like this to
add
in the much light of His words.
For
some falsehood which was in both religions, we didn't light in it.
Purgatory. Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
moved on in Hebrews, he says,
Hebrews 10:12. Na yoyo bwe yamala okuwaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebibi, okutuusa emirembe gyonna.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes, we are
Lord Jesus when He offered up one sacrifice for sins.
There's
no other you're going to touch. For now He sits on the right hand of the Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 34 to down. It shows he sits there interceding. And intercession say, let my blood cleanse them. God give them time to repent. Let my blood cleanse them. See how you make your other sacrifice of sin. Offered one sacrifice to take sins away. Start on the right hand of the Father. Romans chapter 8, 34 to down.
It
shows he is there interceding.
Intercession
the Father to forgive us and cleanse us by the blood of Jesus.
See
how you take yourself, God bless me. Because I've fasted so much. I've given up my money. But interceding saying, let my blood be cleansed them, Lord. Those who humble under my blood, let them be cleansed. Another thing to recommend you.
Now,
this way, Zeka is for what?
After
you get money and you're in salvation, don't go to things of religion, for all religions have moved like that. Let me tell you, all religions, go look at them. Look at the belief. All the
Adventists.
All the Jehovah's. You'll find these rich men, the richest money of the world, that which finishes. And they come late. They don't come to attend the word of God just. They don't easily leave their sins. And most of them, they have many wives and women, yet they are in salvation.
And
even some of them, I know them. And is the youth pastor and leader.
He's
the old man that is the one who leads the youth. They are at Chisenye. With one of his wives, the second wife of his, is at Namasuba. He has three wives. But every week, he offers 10 million
the offering
and the tithings.
That
one of his wives is called Mama Angel.
Namasuba.
He rented for her and he comes there. Me too, I know the place I can go there. This wife showed me the other co-wife of hers where she sleeps. And they have a jealousy among themselves with the third. If I tell you purgatory money never ended,
that
the money you give up and they take you to a place to commend you of your sins. But what you have to understand is one thing. When any person deceives you, because of your much offerings, the money and the things you offer, you'll be well. That is the falsehood.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, in all what we moved on to tell you, it's impossible. Money to redeem your spirit. Nothing you'll be able to offer. Those purgatory money was deception from the beginning. Right from when it was begun. Many religions move by it, even to reach in different beliefs, even that false salvation. And those corporates are given from seats you may think they are holy. Others are at a certain place in Lubaga. They are great professional homosexuals. But they sit in the front corporate seats. They give much money. Maybe I go to America. I
don't
know. Or to Benny Hinn. Because those things. You as church, you see things different. But things are moving on in this world. When he moves on in Hebrews, he says this. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 13.
Ngalindirira oluvanyuma abalabe be okufusibwa entebe y'ebigere bye. Olunyolo 14. Kubanga olw'okuwaayo ssaddaaka emu yatuukiriza okutuukiriza okutuusa emirembe gyonna abatukuzibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Olw'okuwaayo ssaddaaka emu,
offering one sacrifice,
yatuukiriza abo abatukuzibwa.
He made perfect those who are cleansed.
Those
who give themselves to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. One sacrifice. Let me tell you one thing you have to understand. Yes, you repent. Yes, you fast. When you've done your sins. Or when you are need and things like those. You offer much. It's not bad.
Let me
tell you, nothing else is to cleanse you except the blood of Jesus.
And
after you blaspheme it, after he cleansed you,
and
you go back to things not worthy, trusting what you'll be offering. You are over the word of purgatory, you've not given up on it.
Think
you have something else you'll offer to take your sins from you. First thing never takes away sins. It shows a broken spirit and a contrite to sleep sin. But if the blood of Jesus never comes, sins are not taken from you for repenting or for fasting. When you've repented and proved, if you prove not do that thing, you delete that in your phone. Make a last phone call. Tell him I'm no more into your adultery. But you repent the phone, you left the number of the person in the phone.
Messages,
you say we shall see that. We shall no more see them again.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Read
verses 29. Hebrews 10.
Beblania esura ya 10 onyorabi mwomenda.
Hebrews 10:29.
Mulowoza mutya okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisanyizibwa kulyenkanawo okusinga okuba okubi eyalinyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda n'alowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwamutukuza okutaba mutukuvu n'okugirira ekyejo omwana wo w'ekisa omwoyo w'ekisa.
Let's repeat it.
Beblania esura ya 10 onyorabi mwomenda.
Hebrews 10:29.
Mulowooza mutya okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisanyizibwa kulyenkanawo okusinga obubi eyalinyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda n'alowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwamutukuza obutaba mutukuvu n'agirira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa.
You
hear that word?
How dare
you familiarize you've given something else to cleanse you which can take away your sins?
And
trample the Son of God.
And you
insult the Spirit of grace. The Son in the womb of Mary.
Die
for us, take away our sins. You have another to recommend me my money.
And
I pay purgatory money. You are in the religion, you are the one who offers much money. Offering much is not bad. But they will not take your sins from you. Listen like this. Verse in the Psalms 51.
This
is when you give your offerings. Let it speak for itself.
Zaburi ya 5 olunyolwa 2 mwesatu.
Psalms 50 verse 23.
Buli ampasadake yokwebaza ngulumiza. Naye alongoosa obulungi ekubolye ndi mulago obulokozi bwa Katonda.
Now I think you've heard clear. Offerings, thank you so much. Thank you for God. But if you don't align your ways, you will never see salvation at all.
If
you offer that they reject you.
Yes, you have a sermon.
Praise Jesus so much.
Let me,
your offering, you glorify God through it.
Whether
you've given out much millions, whether billions of shillings, you will never line your ways. You live your unrighteousness. You will never see of the salvation of God.
I
prove even in Jerusalem of heaven. You will come on the day of judgment to be cast in the lake of fire. Then you'll be brought with the angels of the chains. There's nothing you can deceive yourself in any offering. You
saw
your pride cars, your limousines. It will recommend you over your sins.
Psalm
50 stirs up the heart.
23
and it says, now you.
If
you offer them, thank you for glorifying me. But the one who aligns well their ways, the one who shows salvation. The question is, if someone doesn't have, when they don't offer, yet they align their ways, you think they don't go to heaven? They also so much. If they prove they have not, yet they align their ways of salvation, they will go to
heaven.
If they have, and they become mean, and they claim to align their ways only, that
true,
they are not aligned of not giving. Let's balance these issues. Someone say, if it's that, money will not recommend me of anything. I'm no more giving. Bible says, never have a mean thought within you. Deuteronomy 14. Never hold a mean thought within you. Rebel against commands of God directing you to offer and give. And you say, God said money is nothing. Doesn't take things from you. Doesn't take things from you.
Is what
wanted to bring it as purgatory money.
Send is again
to take you to a certain place.
That
your sins and forgive you because of your money. You
offer.
A little for 6 months and you get on ahead to heaven. Now you see Satan, the things he does. And that spirit of Satan, of the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
the Roman Empire, as they fight salvation, they write Christ and His church, and they have created that their image,
Roman Catholic Church,
the Roman Catholic Church.
Satan
brought it with much boldness through His Spirit.
And
every religion is arising. They end up having to think. If salvation arises and never stands, it has to enter in that thing. Of claiming to give other offerings which can take away sins.
Yet
there is nothing among those. But when he speaks, he says, what can man give up to redeem their soul? What else can you give? You can offer what?
He says
it's impossible. Let's go to Mark. Mark chapter 8, verse 35. Mark chapter
8,
verse
35.
How can you save your life? You know, you go offer your man and you say, this one will recommend me. You know, these people who usually see money, those who have not yet been taught how to use it, they reach a time, even time for fellowship, when they will have a problem, they will call, I'll give. I would have saved myself.
God,
see, it's us who have sustained the ministry.
God
said, thank you for hearkening to me. But I say, if you don't align your ways, there's no heaven. They are out there. They have their specific days they appear.
And that is
other days fellowship, they despise them. They forget to not forsake the fellowship. Now they have specific days they choose out. Pride is out there. And they have put things which will make their sins be removed from them. They sit home, they calculate every money they have given out. I don't know what you are doing. Others don't worship the praise. When you lose the time of praise, they are so honorable like that. They enter in their cars like that. And you are dancing for Jesus. They are looking at you like that. If you remain here seated and you're worshiping, I will first stop the worship.
Are
you the one who worship, lady or gentleman?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And if you sit here, you'll see that. If it's you, we are worshiping here. This the entire environment. You will not see as we are worshiping or praising here.
Majesty, that
here you need help. You will not be able to worship and praise.
No, never an Jacobanga, but I know one.
The level that you come level here,
which you will
accept you be down when you're worshipping.
Mukama to Musaveno, Mukama Muyimasa, Maguru,
and
I'm there is an Okira,
worship you beyond when they have stood well. But if you tell us things,
these
have been recommended by Purgatory Money.
And
that money or your gold will redeem your souls.
Yeah.
You are on falsehood of Satan. You are on the business of the spirit of Satan. He has three major words. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. He all planted them on the foundation of falsehoods.
Mark 8:35. Kubanga buli ayagala okulokola obulamu bwe alibubuza. Na buli alibuza obulamu bwe ku lwange. N'olw'enjiri alibulokola. Olwasatu mu mukaaga. Kubanga kimugasa ki omuntu okulya ensi yonna. Kubanga kimugasa ki omuntu okulya ensi zonna n'okufiira obulamu bwe. Olwasatu mu musanvu. Kubanga omuntu yandiwaddeyo ki okununula obulamu bwe.
Yes.
Omuntu yandiwaddeyo ki.
What would someone give
okununula obulamu
bwe? To redeem their soul.
What
would you offer that you think? Ancient people offered them, they never worked. There is a form of money or gold you can offer. And it recommends you for your sins.
God
takes you to a place called Purgatory.
What you film?
There is that film, it's out there. That film is entitled Purgatory. You can get it and watch it. You know, we after we give you light, you go out see. Sometimes we accept you go back to your religion and sit there. There you used to be in. And you see how things are out there. You
would
run there quick. And you wondered the darkness out there. And you wondered how you survived there in eras before.
Why
can you offer redeem your soul? Now they deceived in those days. 312 it began then. Catholicism and their falsehoods. That place Purgatory is there. And it is next and near to heaven. We are going to see that the rich man was there. That's where that word came from. The rich man was in a place he called Purgatory. And that many rich fall in there. Was false with the other was in much torments and pains.
Purgatory
is hell itself. Satan just wants to quote it sweet. He got paper, coated on it sugar on the top. And he said, you chew that.
After
you discovered you chewed paper. Falsehood is under the sun. What can you give up to redeem your soul? If you go watch that film, they will show you that
They were those
who were moving, and they entered the place they never knew. When they reached it, it was the purgatory place. He showed you the angel of death as they claim that he goes there. But how did those things come about? People didn't have the other word that in the scriptures you don't add in them. And they don't subtract from them. And there is no distortion or twisting them. People didn't know that. But still, in the same way, which Catholicism wrote that word, is the same way false salvation brings in the new words. They call them the Rema words. When they brought in place purgatory money and the place
purgatory,
they said these were new words which fell on the saints and they are not in the scriptures. I told you the same spirit of Satan in form of the beast. Purgatory money and the place purgatory is not there. They didn't end in the other religion. If they came riding it up to the salvation. Arises is the way they haunt it and bring it in another way. People to start trusting what they have.
Bible
spoke of them that those who think the fear of God is the much profits. That's why you see them even today. They come with the car breaking. They think they have God by those things. It rotated into the false salvation it entered. If you don't have spiritual eyes, pass it through the light of knowledge, you may not see it.
Homosexual,
yet he has money. They say God gave him the money, he is blessed. They made a Catholic man and a
protester,
not abusing. They have plenty of money, they build
those
and they have sins and many women. And there are so much cuts. And they said they're building a house for God. That money will recommend them. Praise the name of the Lord. It was the news of yesterday but one. The Pope came out with an apology. And he apologized of the priests who are immoral. But the world rejected the apology because of the things they do in their conventries. And they do things very immoral in there. But people refuse the apology. And the Pope is on tension for that. Those are
the
ones who trained them to do those things.
But why did you
Daniel 7? When we started the beast in the Daniel 7,
it's
where we reached to, we started of the big brother.
Big brother,
that big brother, he shows
a big brother,
big brother, the head of all the brothers in the Catholics. And the big brother is the papa or the Pope.
He began
the level of the brother before you reach that level.
And
they inject much money and they pay him. Let me tell you things you've not yet known. The Pope is not elected from the Vatican under the ocean. That's why St. Peter Basilica was built where there's a river. Everywhere there is a water body, you can pass rich under the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. Spoken much where there is that mess. In the Ezekiel 27.
Ere babira mukusiya gabusiya.
They are in sodomizing each other.
Ashinge nyo wabwe gadaza nokuwe mura we mura.
To speak in vulgar and immoral things.
Gwebaronda
is the one they elect.
Yovula atebera yo
camera. That's why there's no camera there.
They're recording abibande.
They're not recording what is happening down there.
When
Jesus chose the disciples, chose them in the darkness like that. And they choose out the big brother. The best those acts is apologizing is lying. And that word they did it, and they elected the most immoral to clothe him the sheepskin that is the saint.
And
white garment, but the heart is very black. And they come on skin inside their walls.
They
that the priest did no.
And the Papa Murondo Kubamba Father,
elected from the priest, he too was that before. He was among the brothers. That their game is called Big Brother. Know about the Big Brother game. You come out when you mess up.
The
moment Satan strangles them, he says, ever since you served me, you have to do them this time. Open.
Those
people are the one who inject much money in homosexuality.
When
they put conventries in place. That the men can they can begin to ill treat each other in their backs and their bums. Even women are put in their conventries that they can learn those wild acts.
You can be able to say purgatory money.
Let's get back to purgatory money. You cannot get
in
the more whom you tested prove your functioning.
No, and this was unbelievable.
Make them sleep in the same bed in a coventry.
That they
are in a dormitory. Even
women,
and in all ages, when you
function
for the people functioning well, and the women function well.
For
the places they test them, immorality is much. You can't get a priest. Reacted in the things of love, and they lasted well. That you have higher level of foolishness.
Ask
that the one who passed, did they last
well?
And they lighted their guns and their bullets in the chamber.
Not the sister, but the Yemote Burundi.
The sister that
Yarazenga ari mu mbera.
She reacts.
Kare ubusiru wuri ku bantu wawe
wose. On such people is amazing.
Tiwe unya satani okuba ko isa
nabade ka okupaga tole bani. Use them put purgatory money. But both in those issues, those religions like those,
these
beliefs like those, and removing the false salvation,
those
thoughts that of these physical things will recommend them to take away your sins, war unto you.
The
promise said in the Isaiah 13, when he arises men from the far country, is Amen. Angel Abaddon from the bottomless pits. Gold and silver, they will never consider it. Isaiah 13, verse 17.
Lava, ndibaleta kaba medi. Abatali sayo moyo elifeza. Nezabu, tebalijisanyukira. Ole kumino mnana. Nemitego jabwe jirimenyamenya abavu nemitego jabwe jirimenyamenya abavubuka sote bali sasira za deli ya rubuto eliso lyabwe telilisonyiwa bana bato
oyee yes yebaz
praise Jesus
neboribo wayo za
no matter what gold will offer.
The Bible says in Isaiah 13 verse 1,
say, I have sent my men. They come from the far country.
When
you connect it with the Revelations 9,
it
will show you of the angels coming from the bottomless pits.
Verses 9
say they are led by the angel of the bottomless pit called Abaddon.
You
don't tell them your gold.
That
I gave out, I offered.
Now, why
do you have sins if you offered?
Don't
tell them your gold and silver. That I offered much.
God,
I gave you my money, forgive me my sins. Let's read this verse. We know where this
army
comes from. Isaiah 13 from verse 1.
Omugugu kwa Babiloni. Isaiah mutabani wa Amozi gwe yalaba. Olunyolo okubiri. Muwanike bendera kulusozi olwebweru. Mubayimu sizedobozi. Muwenye na omukono. Bayingire mu miryango ejaba kungu. Olwokusatu. Ndagida abawonge bange. Wewao mpisa abasajja bange abamanyi. Olwobusungu bwange. Abange abenyumiriza. Na malala.
You hear them.
Agamen ti baba nagirie bayingire mu nyumba z'abagagaze.
Let them direct them into houses of the rich.
Those
who never repent their
sins
and they claim the offered money.
They are
commanded by holy men, those by chosen, those who triumph with pride.
They go
into the house of those who trust gold and silver.
They will
find you with your boxes.
Manage
the entire room in your house, you put packed money there. That
we've
been thinking of building the house for God, yet we're building buildings and them to have no matching. They will begin to the house of the rich, they never repent. I'm not saying don't be rich. Rich man spoken of in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 22 down. The rich of this age preach to them that they use well their riches. They are ready to share and help the others. To bear treasures for them in heaven. It involves aligning yourself. 16 to down.
We
would read it and see it. We must be rich. But the rich who are wise, and we don't trust our riches. If we don't
fit
something which can recommend us, take away our sin. When that mindset enters us, if
I've
agreed with the purgatory money, and as if
we've
agreed that a place is there,
if
that money can recommend you that they reduce your sins from you. But it's spoken of these men.
The
houses of the rich. On the day of death,
or
of checking from the body, they enter those houses, snatch out the rich as the guards are standing, and they take them in the bottomless pit in hell, and they tell them, "This is the purgatory we have brought you in it." They deceived you.
Purgatory
they spoke of is this, they just painted Jerry upon it. And they begin to beat you all your days. Let's move on. We hear Isaiah 13 verses 4.
Oluyogano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi ng'olw'eggwanga eddene, oluyogano lw'okuleekaana ng'okw'obwakabaka obw'amawanga nga gakuŋŋaanye. Mukama w'eggye akuŋŋaanyiza eggye olw'olutalo. Olunya olw'okutaano, bava mu nsi y'ewala ku nkomero y'eggulu. Mukama n'ebyokulwanyisa ebyokunyiiga kwe okuzikiriza ensi yonna.
Baba munsi yewala.
Come from the far country.
Ensi yewajiitwa obunnyo obutakola.
That land is known as the bottomless pit.
Bible yogera nnyo ku bikulwa mwendange.
Bible speaks much in Revelations 9 say this.
Ku bikulira essula ya mwenda olunyo olusooka.
Revelations 9 from verse 1.
Malaika owokutaano n'afuuwa ekkondeere, n'endaba emunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi. N'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ekyobunnya obutakoma. Olunya olw'okubiri, n'asumulula obunnya obutakoma, n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene, n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'obunnya. Olunya olw'okusatu, ne mukka ne muva enzige ku nsi.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Those
called locusts, when you read them well, the angels Abaddon.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Come from the far country, from the bottomless pits. Verses 9, we pass through quick because of time. Revelations 9, verse 9.
Era zalina ebizibaawo ng'ebizibaawo eby'ekyuma, n'eddoboozi ly'ebiwawaatiro byazo ng'eddoboozi ly'amagaali ery'embalasi ennyingi nga zifubutuka okuyingira mu lutalo. Olunya olw'ekkumi, era zirina emikira egifaanana ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa n'emimwa, ne mu mikira gyazo mulimu obuyinza bwazo okulumira abantu emyezi etaano. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'olumu, zirina kabaka waazo malaika w'obunnya obutakoma, erinnya lye mu Lwebulaniya Abaddoni, ne mu Luyonaani alina erinnya Apolooni.
Otegedde abakulira.
You've understood the one who is the head over them.
Oyo nno y'akulira kye bayita purgatory.
That is the one who heads what we call the purgatory.
Ekifo kya bulimba erigga ye na
ennyini. False place. This is the real hell. If you claim your riches will recommend you to take away your sins, you will fall in that place. These ones don't regard any money or gold. No. What they know is one thing. The blood of Jesus is the one to take away sins. And if he cleansed you, don't touch you.
If
you speak your keeping of money, that it will recommend you. There you're joking. No one thing, the blood of Jesus alone cleanses. And it's what takes away sins. Right from the beginning, that's what God showed.
Ntitewali bawo sadaka libajjako bibi ne bali babagira
bwe. Which will take away sins no matter how they want it.
Yavaya wayo mwana okuba kutonde
bakagulu. That's why he offered his son from the creations of heavens and earth.
Niwankubadde yasala okulabika munaku za
Rufa ne ba. Decided to appear in the latter days.
Wano wonna tugenda okuwaayo nga amateeka bwe galagira.
All here as we offered as the law says.
Atuli mubisikirize
we were in the shadows of the
original
and they never worked.
Animals,
birds, and the others
never.
But the father understood
that
the son is to be offered from the beginning.
That
word you read in the John
3:16. It's
a word of ancient days. Let's read on here.
John 3:16. Kubanga katonda bwe yayagala ensi bwati. Nokuwayo nawayo omwana we yazaalibwa omu yekka. Buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula, naye abeere n'obulamu obutagwawo. Olunyolo 17. Kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango, naye ensi erokokere ku ye.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
When God loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son, the one who wrote showed God had done that thing long time.
It
had happened in the time. For God, when He has loved the world, He has given His Son.
But it's
for God, it is a past thing. Let's understand the language.
You know, studying
much is not to understand English. Not at all. When we go to English of the Bible, as
it states,
it needs the Holy Spirit. Proverbs chapter
1,
verse
23.
Accept my review. I will pour my spirit on you. He will draw you to understand my words. Though you studied much English,
and
you have no spirit of God,
the
words of God, you can't interpret them.
Even
this, for God loved the world and gave
it up to you.
If you read past
participle,
you cannot take it back far as that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we take it back as we use the scriptures by the Spirit of God.
That's
why he speaks in Revelation 13, verse
8.
Give you meaning of the scriptures we've read here.
Revelation 13,
verse 8.
Era bonna abatuula mu nsi bali gisinza.
We
speak of the beast or spirit of Satan. Revelation 13, verses 8.
Era bonna abatuula mu nsi bali gisinza. Buli atawandikibwa linnya lye mu kitabo eky'obulamu eky'omwana gw'endiga eyattibwa okuva ku kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Now the Lamb of God, He was slain from the creations of heavens and earth. Shed the blood of my prophet. All Abraham's are counted on that blood. That's why we understand John
3:16.
For God so loved the world
that
He gave up His begotten Son, the world to be saved through Him. He loved it when Revelation
13:8,
He was slain from creations of heavens and earth. The midst of those sacrifices you would have offered. That's why all offerings, animals, cows, it never worked. They never took away sins.
You
believe the word of God and you do it.
You
want to reach cloth flesh. Him in Eros before He closed
flesh.
And you counted on that cleansing.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Kati tulimbibwa musimanyi pagatole money.
Don't receive that purgatory money.
Musimanyi sente zigenda kuyambako.
Money is going to help you.
Mbuno simanyi zijewe bibi.
That it will take away sins.
Kuziwayo lwa kugulumiza Katonda nga tumwebaza.
People glorify God as we thank Him.
Era nitukolera wamu naye.
And we work together with Him.
Tukirize ebyawandiikibwa.
To fulfill the scripture.
Ewe tutalongosa makubo gaffe.
If we don't align our ways.
Ebikolwa byaffe.
Our actions.
Tewali bulokozi.
There is no salvation.
Eri guru.
There is no heaven.
Ale towerezebwa ba malaika.
And you're not served by angels. Angels are supposed to inherit salvation.
When Bible
speaks in the Hebrews 9, verse 23, 27, it says this. Hebrews 9, 23.
Kyabigwanira okunaazibwa n'ebyo. Naye eby'omuggulu byennyini okunaazibwa ne ssaddaaka ezisinga ezo. Olunya 2:4. Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono, ekyafaanana ng'ekyo ekyamazima, naye mu ggulu mwennyini okulabika kaakano mu maaso ga Katonda ku lwaffe. Olunya 2:5. So si kwewangayo emirundi mingi. Nga kabona asinga obukulu bw'ayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusaayi ogutali gugwe. Olwa 2:6. Kubanga kyandimugwanidde okubonaabonanga emirundi emingi okuva ku kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Bw'osoma Ibulaniya 9.
When you read Hebrews 9.
2:6 iraga.
26 it shows.
Ndi Kristo.
That Christ
required
people to suffer from creation of heaven and earth. Now, when Abel wanted to move in righteousness, he said, Lord, have mercy.
By
the blood of Jesus, do me, Lord. I can move in your command. I do as your will is. Accept your word. Because by faith,
we
are given righteousness.
It
comes from hearing.
And
hearing your word. That is the Lord Jesus.
Clothed
in flesh.
Is that
how the prayer would have prayed it? Let him be brought today. Let him be beaten on my behalf today.
And he was
to be beaten from the creations.
Whoever
would have repented, they would have brought Jesus, beat him for that person. After Enoch repented, they would bring back Jesus, beat him for Enoch.
The era
of Enoch, there were many who repented.
When
Noah would have come, they bring him back to beat him on the wall. They crucify him, and he raises goes back. Like that,
in
the era of Abraham,
they
were slain from creations of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth is no sacrifice you can bring to take sin away, except the blood of Jesus alone. If you can offer anything else,
we
recommend you take things from you.
And the
thought of the purgatory money is
in
the place known as purgatory.
Hebrews 9:26. Kubanga chandi mugwanidde okubonaabonanga emirundi emingi okuva ku kutondebwa kw'ensi. Naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomero y'emirembe alabise okuggyawo ekibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini.
Yasalawo alabike ku nkomero y'emirembe.
To appear at the end of the ages.
Kitegeeza Kristo Yesu
okuva ku lubiribiri baali bamu. Jesus from the beginning at the offered.
Abaamukkirizanga nga kigambo kya Katonda nga ba Ibrahimu.
Those who believed him as the word of God like Abraham.
Nga tukuzibwa n'omusaayi gwa
Yesu. They were cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That which was being to be given. Remember, the blood of Jesus is the Holy Spirit Himself.
You
ever read the book of 1 John, chapter 5, in the verses 8, in the King James Version? The blood, the water, and the Spirit, they agree.
Abraham's
were cleansed by the Holy Spirit. And the one who appeared as the blood of Jesus. Cleanses, but who sees of the blood? Who sees of the blood?
If it
cleanses as what you see.
You see
it shedding down.
You
speak of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The one who appears as the blood of
Jesus.
He appears as the water from his side. John 19:34. The rib out of him comes blood and water.
And
Holy Spirit joins all, he comes with them.
We
call the blood of Jesus blood. Where do you suck it from? Think very well. Ever since you call the blood, you saw it come from where? Does it have a stone? It sucks it then and it comes. And it cleanses how?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Somebody.
Bible
says
verse 27. And it says this.
Hebrews 9:27. Era abantu nga bateekerwa okufa omulundi ogumu oluvannyuma lw'okwo omusango olwabiri mu omunaana era ne Kristo bwatyo bwe yamala okuweebwayo omulundi ogumu okwetikka ebibi by'abangi
okwetikka ebiki
covering the sins of many
ojja kugattako Isaiah
53
yakubibwa olw'okusobya
was fit for our transgressions.
You
don't know whether your man is to be beaten for your transgression.
Give
up the wrong thoughts.
Hebrews 9:28. Eriabo abamulindirira olw'obulokozi.
Kakati gwe bakusingana ngo ine bibingi otadde yakasente.
If you find you have sins that you put there your money.
Oli ku kizibu ky'amanyi.
You are on a very serious problem.
Sitani akulimba limba.
Satan deceived you.
He said zijja kwemira nakusigaza mu kifo kiyitibwa purgatory.
Men will recommend you, retain you in what is called purgatory.
Murundi guli we tunajja.
On the other time when we come. We are going to see of the place purgatory. Hell which is wrapped on with jerry and oil. May God bless you.